Have to be patient to work things out one step at a time. You can't rush to get things done, you know?
Thank you so much to my mother and for her love and support and kindness and every little single sweat and tears that she's poured over the years for me. And this was a conversation that I recorded in 2019. Oh my gosh. It was just a few weeks before I left Malaysia. This was a conversation that I want to remember. Like, if there's any eavesdropper out there, thank you for choosing to want to listen to this. Shout out to all the mothers in the world. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. I learned to be kind from my mother. If it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't have understood the true meaning of kindness and unconditional love, man. It's still a struggle to this day for me to practice unconditional love, but yeah, it's a learning process, and I hope that everyone gets to see it and experience it in whichever form it may present itself.
Hello.
Hello, Kopi Kamilo Podcast on tonight's episode. Hello, Kopi Kamilo Podcast on tonight's episode. It's a special episode indeed. It's one and only legendary, the mama of Milo Fico. It's Zaliha J. Welcome to the podcast, ma.
Thank you.
How are you?
Good.
How does it feel like to be a human being?
Natural.
Introduce yourself, ma. How would you describe yourself? What does it feel like to be Zaliha J?
I am what I am, and I'm who I am, and I'm Zaliha, your mother.
How does it feel like to be a 67?
It's the same. It's only numbers. Whether it's 67 or 76, it's numbers. I don't feel any difference. Any different from when I was 10 or 15 or 20.
Has it been a tiring journey so far?
It has been not tiring, but plentiful of happenings, good and nice and not so nice, which I just have to face it naturally.
So you have 5 kids, right?
Yeah.
4 boys and 1 girl. How does that feel like?
Alhamdulillah, I rather with what he has given me.
Have you always planned to start a family?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. I started with number 2. I thought I will only have 2
kids.
Only 2 kids, but I have 5.
In what ways do you think, like, your kids have your characteristic?
A bit of me in every one of them. They are very strong wills, ambitious. I can see that some are on the way.
What's the best thing about being a mother?
The best thing? I have seen them grown. I hope they are successful in whatever they are chasing. And I'm happy for them. Till today, I'm happy for what they are and what they are going for.
Is it easier to be a mother or a grandmother now that you have 3 grandkids?
When I'm a mother, of course, a mother, you know, when you deliver them, then suddenly I become grandmothers, and it's more joyful, you know, with the 3 of them, or 4 plus an additional one.
What do you like the most about cooking, since you like cooking?
Well, I'm not really good at cooking, but I love to cook when, and I feel satisfied when I see people enjoy eating what I've prepared, except that I find it now at my age, I just feel that it's a bit tiring, you know, to be standing for too long. in the kitchen.
Does that mean that people who don't like to cook are lazy?
In my opinion, those who doesn't like to cook, they are just heavy. I think they are just they just find an excuse not to cook, you know? Because they don't want to do it. That's all.
Okay. What about chores? What about cleaning the house and laundry and whatsoever that you always do every single day without fail? It seems like you do without doing them, you find yourself unfulfilled.
It's just that sometimes it is so messy that you just have to clean it up, and you just have to put away the things that is troubling your eyes.
Does that mean if the house is completely clean, then you don't know what else to do?
No, if the house is completely clean, I still have things to do. I just dig up the cupboard and then I want to arrange something.
But is everything is well arranged? Every single thing in the house is well arranged? What will you do?
Then I will start digging my mess in a box.
What if there's no mess at all?
Looking at photographs, old photographs, or scribbling things and
so what if you
reading and
after reading, after scribbling, after looking all of at the mementos, then what will you do next?
Watch TV, I think, but I don't like to watch TV that much. Only sometimes. I just like to spend times with my chuchus. Because they have a lot of things and they want me to do with them. So I enjoy doing things that they get satisfaction to them. Satisfaction is one of the things that I appreciate, you know, when they want to do something in their dollhouse or something like that, and they need your help.
Do you recall your kids having those moments with your kids?
Not much.
Why not? Why don't?
Because at that time when they were growing, I went to work. So I have very little time to spend to play with them. When I get home, I have to run the chores again, the kitchen chores, household, and by the time it's already late and we have to get them, you know, with their schoolwork and that sort of things, and soon it's bedtime and rest, and then next morning we'll be back to school and we are back to work in the office. So that's it. So I didn't have much time to spend with them, with their toys like I spend with my grandchildren, you know. I mean, no doubt I did spend some time with them, but I think it wasn't that much as I would spend with my grandchildren.
Okay, let's go a little bit in depth to how your kids turned out. Right? Are you happy with how your kids turned out?
I wouldn't want to mention their names. Five of them. All the five of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They are successful in their own life. What they have gone through, it's not easy to say that I want this person to be like this, better than this, or, you know, things like that. I'm sure they are trying their best, all of you, but it's just that whatever they do, I just wish that they have to think what is best for them and what they love to do.
If one of your kids going through a tough time right now, what would you say to them? Let's say at the point of time when they're listening to this, they're going through a rough patch.
Be patient to work things out one step at a time. You can't rush to get things done, you know. For everyone, if even if you are in a difficult patch, as you said, you have to do it one step at a time, you know. Even if you are in a deep shit, you have to come out step by step. You can't jump from one place to another. That's what I think, and that is what I advise all of you.
Okay. Does it feel overwhelming that everything has changed so much within these past 30 years since you first, I mean 40 years since you first had your first kid, and to like now, like technology and the world, how the world has evolved, and how phones, apps, and news and Google, it has to be confusing, but does it get overwhelming? Do you feel comfortable right now being alive, or?
Yeah, it is awesome, you know, to see how things change, how things progress over the years, over a decade. But as you said, sometimes I feel a bit left far behind ever since I left my job, and so lost touch with the latest technology. And but it doesn't matter. I'm learning, maybe from my children, and maybe from my grandchildren. You know, that's okay.
Okay, but okay, looking back at 40 years ago when you were you first started your family, you were probably 23, right?
Yeah.
So you are technically the same age as your youngest kid, AB, right now, in 2019.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
So, looking back at that, do you feel that life could be so much different if you wouldn't have started family that soon? What have you always wanted to do if it wasn't for us, family?
You will be working in the office.
So you like working?
Yes.
What do you like so much about work?
Not so much about work. It was what I did in the beginning. I like to work in the office. I mean, I like to do the work that I was doing. That's it. Nothing special about it, but I just love doing it in the office.
What is your advice for young couples who are in their 20s, who are deeply in love?
If they're very much in love and they are ready for it, go ahead.
I feel like this advice would benefit me in the future, that I might listen back to this in the future, right? So, what if, because the divorce rate is high, because we haven't gone through enough love or heartbreaks that we want to decide so fast on a relationship, on a girl. It's kind of a big deal that this person that you're about to spend the rest of your life apparently with, like, you're just deciding it without experiencing enough, you know. It's like trying a hobby and then having to do that for the rest of your life. And then what if you find a new hobby in time to come? How do you go on not going for a new hobby? I know this is a question that I don't think you ask yourself much. But what if someone is going through that struggle, I mean someone who's listening or myself in the future.
Yeah, well,
when is the right time? Because you say like, when is the right time, it's the right time. But when is the right time?
I will not say there is a right time to get married. To some people, they can even get married at 40. And to some, even at 23, they got married. You know? If you ask for my opinion, what these people, I mean, how was it that they can get married at a very early age? And about the girl is 23 and the boy is also about 23. And they started having family and all that. But, well, to me, I'm not very agreeable to that. But then, if they think they have their reason, you know, they say, okay, I will start early because we can build up our career together, you know. That's also possible. Some people, they do that and they are successful, you know. And but not everybody, like, you know, will be successful in the same way like some people are. That's what I said. Not everybody are the same. So to this young couple, it was okay, or it is okay. But to some, even if they get married at 30 or 35, and then they decided, forget it, you know. This guy is like blocking my career thing or whatever, like they don't agree. And that they decide, that they can decide on their own because they are mature enough to decide, you know, what to do with themselves, you know. Whereas the younger ones, the younger couple, they have to think twice, oh, we already have family now, we cannot just like break up, you know. I think so. I'm not sure. But these are the things. We cannot just follow an example of a couple, you know, that who are already went through this and these are okay. And hey, this is okay also. But it doesn't mean that when we are following their the way, their footsteps, it will be okay for us. So you have to think, you have to think for yourself, I mean, whether should I do this now? And then once you are married, you are sort of like, you are tight together, and then you cannot just decide, you know, with your career and, oh, I want to do this, no, I must do it here, I must go to this place to work, you know. You can, and you can stay back at home. You can't do that. You have to get agreeable. I mean, both of you has to agree that you are going to start with this new job now, and you know, whether she will agree, your partner will agree to that or not. That's why, that's how it becomes. One party is not very happy with the other party, with whatever he decides to do with his career or whatever. And that's how things will start not going what it should be, you know, how it should be.
Is money important to start a marriage? And
yeah, of course, especially for the boys, for the men, whether he's a boy or man, he has to have an income. You have to support the girl. Of course, now most of the girls nowadays, they are working. Yeah, they have their own career, right? But let's say when they start having family, you know, it is difficult to get helpers or to who wants to take care of the kids and who wants to mend the kids when they are not well, something like that. And then somehow or other, the mother of the kid has to quit the job and take care of the child or children. And the man has to be, has to be strong enough in his career. That means he'll be able to support the mother and the children, right?
Mm.
The wife and the children. Whatever you do, you have to think wisely. I believe that you want it, you can get it. That's what I believe. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, the proper way lah.
Mm-hmm.
Not a shortcut. Well, I don't know whether it's a shortcut. A shortcut or out of the box, that is different. You do it that way. So as long as you don't...
Hurt other people,
yeah.
I mean, there's no shortcut to success.
Mm.
This is where I flip a script and give you a rest from asking questions, answering questions, okay. And let you ask.
When do you think you want to share with us?
Oh.
Sing and let us listen, you know?
When do you think you want to share with
sing.
You guys when I sing?
Yes. Soon?
Same with music. It also takes a lot of courage and time for me to show it to my family, because it is what it is. Truth of the matter is, my family is my biggest critic. I hope you would see the day of light of me being successful and buying you that car that you always wanted.
I hope I don't have to wait for too long, and we will see that everything will come into the light.
Life happens for you, not to you, and when it's supposed to happen, it will happen. Do not force it, because the universe understands the timeline better than you do. When you are ready, it will be there for you.
Okay, so you know now. So you go for it. And success is on the way.
If you could spend a few more minutes and give one last or two pieces of advice to your unborn grandchild, apart from these three and plus one, Ilyas, Sarah, Mariam, and now... apa nama dia?
Ash.
Apart from them, to your unborn, yet to be born grandkids, if you could advise, if you could say anything, just you know, you never know how life works. If you could talk to them in advance and give them a few pieces of advice that is not common and not like out of the book, like really from the heart, what would you say?
I would say, grow up baby, and be like your daddy. Go for what you want to be. Go for it. Go for it. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much, Ma, for spending an hour to talk on this podcast.
You're welcome.
And if you've been listening to this podcast all this while, thank you for listening. If I ever stop posting, don't worry, it will make it back to the timeline of existence in the nearest future. And if you're a fan, do me a favor, press play to the previous episodes. Who knows, you could learn a thing or two. If not, sayonara. Goodbye. See you in another lifetime.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Hello, Kopi Kamilo podcast. Milo Fico, signing out.